Advocates for people who are homeless in Spokane are urging the city to stop its sweeps of outdoor encampments. They're also asking city officials to address more of the basic needs of people who live on the streets. In late February, Spokane police and code enforcement workers were filmed clearing an encampment on the Lower South Hill. Joan Medina from the Spokane Homeless Coalition says people were uprooted and crews tossed their belongings into dumpsters.
And it was stuff like tents and sleeping bags and winter clothing. And they were all the kinds of items that the different agencies and individuals had been donating to people on the streets.
The video was posted online and widely shared.
And everyone was pretty much horrified at what we were seeing.
That motivated Medina and others from the Homeless Coalition to form an action group. That group has written a petition with six demands. Those include stopping the sweeps and the confiscation of property, as well as providing public toilets, hand washing stations, and regularly emptied trash bins at areas where people are most likely to camp. The Spokane chapter of the League of Women Voters, represented here by Dawn Schuster, has endorsed the petition.
What can we do for the homeless population right now to make them, to kind of understand their condition and to not be traumatizing people and to be humanizing people and understand that they're kind of in an unwinnable situation. Where will they sleep tonight? They need a bathroom. They need trash disposal.
The petition was circulated at a recent rally at City Hall. The group has posted it online at StopTheSweepsSpokane.org. Since the late February sweep, advocates such as Ken Lee have tried to make sure the events were filmed and made available for public viewing. He says the extra attention hasn't stopped the raids, but he says the process has become more humane.
Now I show up and I see very much more of the handing out garbage bags and kindly, gently, can I clean up around here by code enforcement? And if that's what they always did, they wouldn't need police protection for that. People welcome help.
The group is also asking the city to be more transparent about when it will move through encampments to give occupants a chance to pack up before they're asked to move on. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.